And with Rockzone UK this morning, we've got the lovely gentleman who I've already forgotten the names of from New Breed.
Have you know it?
I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
But I am taking copious quantities of painkillers right now. So I'm back that it feels like somebody's done something horrendous.
Oh, that sounds good.
Which, as I say, don't get old, folks. It's not worth it. First band on yesterday. Did you enjoy yourselves?
Loved it. Absolutely. Loved it.
Yeah.
So it's probably biggest gig we've done, I think, that one. It was just it's a bit of a step up, really. It's just to see a crowd that big as well is great. A
really good crowd as well.
You certainly, it certainly looked from when I was in the pit taking some pictures and then moving around and watching. It definitely looked like you were having as much time, much of a good time, if not more of a good time, than the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want. I want the people on stage to be having the time of their lives, because then the crowd will do it, and then you get more excited. You know.
The crowd was great yesterday. Not being around the bush, I don't think many of them had necessarily heard of us before.
No.
There's quite a few there that, you know, had seen us before. Jay asked. And we got a good response, but I do think that a lot of them hadn't seen us before. So to get that many people down, first band on a Thursday as well, was ace. Wicked.
One of the things about certainly the Hard Rock Hell Festival, you've got the likes of Dave Bickler and Ty Ghetto and the headliners, but you kind of know what you're going to get from them. And I still want to hear new stuff. I want to see new bands. I want to find out what makes them tick. Why do they want to do what I wanted to do, all that. And when you're doing that, it's like, right, who's on first? Who's on the second stage? Because you're then going to find out the newer stuff and more interesting things.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, people sort of go on and say, you know, rock music's dead and stuff, but it's not. You've just got to look a little bit. It's everywhere, you know, all over the country. There's great rock bands coming up and stuff.
There is.
It's just everywhere, there right?
It is. It's thriving, isn't it? It is.
And as a band, how long have you guys been together?
Four years. We'll be getting on four.
Quite a while.
And what was the transition? How did you get together? Was it you'd known each other for ages, or was it a sort of
these guys have known each other since they were walking around in nappies? I think you had nappies on when you were about 12.
I was about 14. But me and Tom, with the guitarist, we went to school together.
Yeah.
So I've known him forever basically. Yeah. And so we were in a band a few years ago that fell to bits, but it was me and him and the drummer have stuck from that. So it kind of came out, we were just. That's how it started, really. It was just from just like jamming, really, because we had nothing to do because we had no gigs or anything like that. And it sort of just came from there. And then Jay came along.
I cheated on my old band.
Yeah, he did.
Super not enjoying that.
No.
And then a couple of years ago, Dan joined us on bass.
Yeah, he came along a Facebook post looking for auditions and thought it was a good idea. Grabbed a £60 bass. Came along to a practice. I was mainly a guitarist, to be honest. In all my previous bands, so I thought, you know, I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
How hard can it be playing one string out for?
Oh, exactly. That's it. Just a nice little easy job.
Hey, move notes are hard, you know.
All the time.
Yeah.
So we know how you decided to be a bass player. It's your lifelong ambition to play bass.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, that was for you. But even in terms of that, what was it? Can you remember the first thing that made you say, you know what, I want to do rock and roll?
I think I can actually. Well, I can remember. Go on.
No.
Oh, God, okay. It was, I watched Deep Purple do Smoke on the Water, and I think it was 99 or something like that. And it starts with a Steve Morse solo for about 5 minutes. And it was just a big compilation, basically, of all the famous riffs throughout the years. So there was like House of the Rising Sun. I think he did Back in Black in it. Just like, you know, loads of stuff like that. And I just remember watching him and just thinking, that's a cool fucker up there. And I just got a guitar about 2 weeks after that from the Argos catalogue, £120. and just pissed around on it until I got all right, basically. But yeah.
I remember way back when, my earliest memories from radio, and just the kind of tracks at the time that were standing out. You've got like
When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Well, you had like Meatloaf, like I'll Do Anything for Love, and I remember Let's Get Rocked by Def Leppard, and rock just stands out more on the radio, I find, especially when you're a kid. It's like, oh, what's this? This is a bit, you know, hard edge, a bit more melodic, theatrical kind of sound, and I just kind of pursued it from there. I was like, just got obsessed with it, really. Just loved it.
That's a bit of a weird one. So we went to him when I was a lot younger. went to Disneyland Paris, and at Disneyland, it was actually at Universal Studios, which is like next door. I don't know if you've ever been, like, and there's a ride called Rock and Roller Coaster. Mm-hmm. And before this point, I had no idea, like, what music really, like, you know, what it was, or bands, or genres, or, and the sort of, the catch with Rock and Roller Coasters, it's themed around Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And I remember going in, and in the queue, there's all these guitars, and the records, and you watch a little video of them on the screen, and Steven Tyler's doing his thing. And then when you're going round, they play Aerosmith tracks through the speakers behind your head on this roller coaster. And I just remember getting off and just thinking and asking my dad, like, what was all that? And he was like, it was a band called Aerosmith.
Who just brainwashed you.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And he went home
for this plug.
Yeah.
Disney.
And now he went home and he had like a mini disc, an Aerosmith best of mini disc. And I just played that over and over and over. And then I thought, how did he make that sound? He was like, oh, it's guitar. So it sort of just went from there, I guess.
What about you?
I think for me, I was brought up on glam rock. My parents were massive into hair metal, Motley Crue, and I think personally, I've grown a liking to Bon Jovi and the likes of Hardline as well, who we're playing with in October again.
Shameless plug.
Yeah,
whereabouts?
Hey, why not?
Whereabouts?
We're playing the Robin 2, Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Good venue.
That is a good
venue.
Yeah,
it's cool.
We're looked after there as well. But
yeah, there's a third band on that film as well.
There is Iconic Eye. Yeah, which are also
friends with Iconic.
Yeah, great people, good band as well.
We played with them before doing the Hardline gig.
It's like a repeat. The Hardline gig at the Robin 2 last year. It is, yeah.
But again, at least people know what they're going to get tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what brought me up on it.
That's cool. Mm. So you've got that coming up. What else have you got coming up over the next sort of 6 to 12
months? Back in Wales again, aren't we? Next month.
Yeah, for TMR Fest.
Yeah, so we're signed, our management, sorry, is TMR Band Management. They put on a little festival with all the bands on the roster, basically. So I think that's the next gig we've got coming up. We've got, it's not technically been announced yet, but check back on Monday and it might be. But we've got a gig, a single release coming up soon. So I think the next few weeks are going to be focused on that.
Got
a little gap in the calendar, so put some new music out before sort of like the next show and stuff. So yeah, got that coming out. Writing, we're gonna need to doing a bit of writing as well at the moment.
That's a sort of priority, I think, at the minute. Is we're sort of getting prepared for the studio. Kind of, we've got a few months of releases to do, so we're just going to get as many songs written as we can, basically. Just so we've got plenty to pick from, and then just keep releasing, eventually get ready to get an album at some point.
What's the best thing about being in the new group right now?
That last night.
So good. So that's good. Why you do it. It's a small little encapsulation of time, and it's for those moments, it just means everything, really. And then you have to go home and just do the usual shit.
Yeah, and the worst bit?
Going home and doing the usual shit.
Come down afterwards.
Yeah. It's such a hard fall. It really is.
Because I think a lot of people as well, they don't really realise the work that goes into it a lot of the time. Because we were on tour last year, we did all up in Scotland and stuff like that, and it's... And I came back into work and I was knackered, and people were saying, you know, like, what's up with you? You just had a week off. And it's like, I've not had a week off. Because, like, we drove, because it was like getting up at 8, wasn't it, driving 250 miles, wasn't it, up then, setting up, loading in, stuff like that. Literally, I have 5 minutes to eat, quickly on stage, off stage, packing all the gear. It's hard work.
You realise by removing the curtain, the whole mystique of rock and roll disappears. You realise it's actually not
a big iceberg, isn't it? Everyone
sex,
sees
drugs. Cold running hookers, it's not. It's not that, is it?
Very much not, no. But it makes it worth it. They're just the audience.
You haven't got time. I don't know how they used to do it. Where did they used to, like, I think it's all a lie. I think Guns N' Roses have just lied about what they got up to.
Yeah,
I think
Axl
Rose, Rose just carried guitar heads around backstage.
I don't think Axl Rose even carried his own microphone.
Yeah,
to be honest, I'll be fair, you know.
Absolutely.
Singers tend not to... Sorry, Jeff.
No, that's okay. It's good.
Is it a good one?
That's why he's still here. Nah, James, you are pretty
if
good.
If you can take the heaviest stamp, that would be very useful.
And we have got
the heaviest stamp.
Yeah.
It's all right, folks. We've got a good load in. It's only up 3 flights.
I like to keep busy, though. I like to keep busy. I get bored when you're waiting round. It's
that's drives me nuts. The other big. There's a lot of waiting around. Yeah, it's and as well. I hate. I'm like a caged animal before a gig. I can't stand sitting in the dressing room. You've got about half an hour to go. I could just punch through walls. Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't. I'd hurt, break all my fingers. I could try to punch through a wall. Yeah.
Sounds good, though. Good soundbite.
Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. Thanks very much for your time,
thank you
guys.
So much.
Yeah, cheers.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
That was